Sonia Hausman, an assistant professor of geosciences at the University of Arkansas, prepares for her class, Conservation of Natural Resources, for undergraduate students.
So on Tuesday, we discussed the energy consumption per capita.
The conservation course was being taught even before Sonia joined the university in 2006. The course syllabus aims to investigate the policies, principles, and practices required to create a sustainable future. Sonia is also the sustainability representative for the Fulbright College and says the University of Arkansas is one of the first 100 universities that made a commitment to become carbon neutral.
Carbon neutral, that would mean, for example, that for all the carbon that you release into the atmosphere, you would plant trees to absorb that carbon dioxide.
Ms. Hausman says sometimes it is difficult to convince some of her students that the climate change is real.
When you live in Arkansas, and especially in Fayetteville, you don't experience it that much than, for example, when you live at the edge of the livable space, like the indigenous people. But also in Arkansas, you know, we had like 2008, we had 2 100-year floods. So I showed my students a video about climate change in the Aleutians. So in the Inuits, they have a much better connection to nature, and when you're hunting or so, you can experience that the ice is getting thinner or so, or people who live in the at the border of the Sahara, they experience that much better, the desertification.
But does being a part of this class help students feel they are a part of the solution?
When I say, well, we have to find alternative energy sources to fossil fuel, but it's still all in a blur, you know. I experience that some have almost like existential fears, so because many of the students see their career in the fossil fuel energy sector, and when I tell them, well, we're kind of running out of oil or so, they don't want to hear that, so they feel personally threatened.
One of Sonia's students, Claire Kirk, says knowing that natural resources such as coal and gas are being depleted makes her uncomfortable. Sonia says another student, William Battingale, became concerned with sustainability after the birth of his son.
In my class, Conservation of Natural Resources, we have students of different background, but also different age groups, so returning students and so on. One of the older students said, well, I've never been a tree hugger and so, but now that I'm a father and I'm also a hunter, I am really concerned whether my son will have the same the same forest to hunt. And so it's not a very scientific discussion, but it's really, you know, about values and lifestyles. And most of our students are first generation college students, and so they come from rural Arkansas, and they have a very good connection with the land and nature, and some of them have parents who are farmers, and so, you know, they really know what they're talking about.
The geosciences professor says the university is already taking measures to make the campus sustainable.
A large part of our university vehicles are run with biodiesel. All the new buildings have to be LEED certified, so that means leadership in environmental development. They have to be green buildings, like low E windows, very well insulated, and so just to make it more energy efficient.
According to Ms. Hausman, it is much more important for the new generation to live green, and the government can encourage such efforts in sustainability through tax breaks and incentives. In the meanwhile, she says, individuals can help by conserving utilities and recycling whenever possible. For Results at Large, this is Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.